Meanwhile, in Russia, Paul Whelan is caught up in a mystery. He's the American detained in Moscow, accused of being a spy. His family says he's innocent. The Kremlin spoke out about Whelan for the first time today, saying that it's not playing any diplomatic games and it won't swap Whelan for Maria Butina. She's the Russian gun rights activist who pled guilty to a conspiracy in U.S. District Court last month. So if Whelan's not a real spy, what's going on here? Eric O'Neill is a former FBI operative. He says the accusations against Whelan don't hold water.
He doesn't meet any of the profiles that you would suspect for someone who was a U.S.-trained spy or even someone who is being used by a United States intelligence service. I mean, the CIA and the FBI do use people who go over to Russia on business to help with small minor things. But here I don't see any of that. He served in the military, but he was discharged, and that's not typically the person that you trust with national secrets. He works in a manufacturing company as a security specialist. And that company has no ties to Moscow. So there's no connection there that would be useful. And it appears from the background, or at least what the media has pulled together for us, that all of his trips to Moscow are more curiosity, weddings, family, a friend who married a Russian. There's nothing that points to him actually being someone who would be in Russia in order to gather intelligence for the United States.
I've seen some former CIA agents say that Whelan can't possibly be a spy because spies usually have diplomatic cover. So if they do get caught, they can get out. What do you think about that?
That's not entirely true. Maybe they won't say it, but I will. Not all spies have diplomatic cover. We have what's called illegals. The Russians are infamous for sending illegals. Those who are not here under any sort of diplomatic cover, who do not tell our State Department that they're here acting as a foreign agent, and who drum up secrets. Most famously, in 2010, we caught 11 of them working all across the United States trying to steal secrets and send them back to Moscow. We do it too. There are people who go over who assist the CIA and the FBI and other intelligence agencies, although not to the same degree that Russia likes to deploy them.
So if it's not some kind of spy swap, what could Russia want with Whelan?
Well, it could be simply that they want to embarrass the United States. They want to provoke a reaction from our intelligence services. Perhaps they will use him as some sort of bargaining chip. I know that they say that they don't play those games, but that's literally all they do. It's quite possible that originally they grabbed him, hoping that perhaps they could set up a swap for Butina. But that doesn't look very likely. I think that she will probably be released not too long for time served. She pled guilty and has, as far as I have been able to see, held up her end of the bargain. So I'm not sure what the motivation is, but they are very good, they being the Russians, at creating these different scenarios to help their advantage and perhaps to use it on the world stage. It could also help Putin in the country to say, hey, I caught an American spy. They're still trying to steal information from us.
So as we discuss what makes a spy these days, what do you think has changed about spy criteria over the years?
Spying is very different from what it was just when I was in the FBI maybe 10 years ago. Today, spying is not like what they're accusing Whelan, people who go over to countries and create these relationships and have someone go into an agency or building and pull out paper. Most spies today are actually cyber spies. And that's what we're seeing all the time. All of these cyber attacks, that's espionage. The 2016 election attack, that's all espionage. And so these spies now don't even have to leave Moscow or, in the case of our CIA, the United States in many circumstances. The spies are able to attack people directly using computer systems because we've left ourselves so open and vulnerable to this form of espionage.
So for the actual humans on the ground gathering intelligence, I know there's been a lot of checks put on secrecy thanks to the internet and social media. Can you imagine what it'd be like today to try and establish some deep cover?
I wonder if it would actually be easier because it's just so easy to fool people. You can create an entire personality, an entire profile for yourself that doesn't even exist. It's completely fiction just by creating enough personalities on social websites. So in other words, you can be the person that people believe you are just because they Google you. So spies are using the internet, they are using social media in particular, in order to do untold damage and new and innovative approaches to stealing information that we're still playing catch up with.
Former FBI operative Eric O'Neill, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on, Marco.